you my idea for movies.
Tell me idea for movie.
It is, you take any movie and we subtitle it. We dub. We take any movie, we dub it. With these terrible Russian accents.
You've told us this before.
That's what I thought. Alright, fuck it.
We don't want to hear your shit again.
I don't remember. It's been a long time.
We do not want to know.
It's been a long time.
Right. I changed accents.
Why? We're retarded.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody, to Wily's Castle.
Hey, another episode of Wily's Castle. Back and doing an episode. Yo.
I feel like that's right. Yes, we are back. And it's a cool episode. Tell them why.
We're doing things a little bit different this time.
A little bit different.
Me and Tim decided that we were going to play some games and then talk about them.
It's a radical concept.
Because we decided that all we do is talk about games. We don't actually play them.
So we played them, and it was totally worth it.
Oh my gosh, was it ever worth it?
We played a bunch of two-player games.
For the NES. Out of my extensive game collection.
Yes, and I'd say out of the three, which one was your favorite?
Eliminator Boat Duel.
I agree.
So we played Eliminator Boat Duel for the NES. And the reason I bought the game was because the box is awesome. It's just awesome. It's got plenty of scantily clad women.
8-bit titties.
8-bit titties. So basically, Eliminator Boat Duel, it's two boats on an off-road style race.
Right.
If you ever played off-road. And then you upgrade your boat, so you're winning. It's basically off-road with a one-on-one boat duel.
Yes.
And there's overhead off-road style or micro machine style racing. Mm-hmm. And then you switch to this third-person kind of rad racer type of boat duel racing. And we probably played that a lot longer than we should have.
Yeah, we played it through twice, I think. We ran out of levels. They started repeating. Our boats could not be upgraded anymore.
I had fully upgraded my boat.
And you still couldn't defeat my fucking steering. My steering was excellent.
Tim maxed out his steering until we got into the later levels where your hull quality didn't hold up.
It's all I could afford was the steering. It helped early on.
It did help early on.
The best race is the second race.
Oh my gosh.
It is literally a stretch. If you win the beginning, because the girl bends her knees and you have to time when you hit the A button to go. So you have to watch this bitch's knees when she does the flag. If you win that, that is the whole race. 3 feet.
3 seconds later. So, that was a lot of fun.
It was a lot
of fun. There were alligators. We were in the wharf.
Spider octopuses.
We raced in a wharf, a bayou, the ocean.
There was whirlpools. There were monsters. There were people we could run over them with our boat, which somehow saved
you,
them.
There was a guy grasping to a log.
The whole game.
Tim ran him over, and it definitely looked like he died.
Yeah, it did.
It definitely was because it was like, you were like, I'm going to save him. And then you hit him, and we were both like, oh, no. Like, he's dead now.
He's dead.
That motherfucker's dead.
I shouldn't have helped so much. I used to have a little friend.
You helped too much. And then we decided, after playing probably an hour of Eliminator Boat Duel.
Yeah, we did.
That we were going to play the Base Wars.
Oh, fucking Base Wars is so bad.
Base Wars is bad. So basically, it is RBI Baseball or Baseball Stars, same style.
Mm-hmm.
More of an RBI Baseball, but robots.
Robots. It sounds like it should be amazing. It is not.
It's definitely not. And
if you're trying to go to a base and it's close enough to you being out, you will go to another form where you fight it out to see who lives to stay on the base.
You did not fare too well in the duels.
I didn't. You kept getting the dude with the sword, and I couldn't get close enough to punch you. It was ridiculous.
I had the lance, and I was stabbing your face repeatedly. And then, when you're on the ground and dead, I can still beat on you.
Dropkick me.
Probably my favorite part of doing that.
My favorite part was the guy with the motorcycle wheel for legs, so I could make a DuckTales reference.
There were many DuckTales references, and that was awesome.
Cyber Stadium Series. I wonder if they intended more.
I'm sure they did, and when this sold like dog doo-doo, that they decided that they were not going to make another one.
I remember playing this when I was little and hating it.
I remember playing it right now and not liking it very much.
But we still played the whole game.
We did. We played.
I won.
Tim won.
Yeah. We were.
Was it one run or two runs?
It was like one or two runs.
One run.
Like 14 to
13. And I made a rally in the top of the ninth, but I couldn't seal the deal.
No.
It was 13-14. Mad Dog Tim.
Coming back with my baseball skills.
He had a dominant lead.
Mm-hmm. I did. It was 10 runs in the
a 7-run lead. Yeah. He had like a 7-run lead, and then I took a 2-run lead, and then he took a 1-run lead, and then I took a 2-run lead, then he took a 2-run lead, and I got 1 run in.
Perhaps the most important thing of the game is when you get a home run, somebody goes, yeah!
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 Yeah,
yeah dude! Yeah, brah! Space home runs! And then it hits off like a satellite, and a ship comes out, and it takes entirely too long.
But you can skip it, which is good.
Thank God. You know what? You shouldn't be able to. It should be that fucking annoying.
Yeah!
This game's hard in one-player mode, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember it's like, why even fucking bother trying? But in two-player mode, if you like torturing yourself, it's a blasty blast. He's a blasty blasty, I swear.
Yeah, I'm excited to never play it.
Yeah, no, I'm glad we broke that out.
I think if...
The art's fun.
Yeah, the art is fun, and I like the box a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think if you have somebody to play with, and you enjoy baseball games, especially, I love the baseball games on the NES.
I agree.
So, I think this is definitely something you should pick up, Base Wars, because you'll definitely have fun playing it with somebody else, torturing yourselves with bad games.
Yeah, if you like torturing yourself with bad games,
that's the one. I often do.
Yeah, I know, it's fun. I mean, how many one-liners came out of our mouths?
Oh, a ton of them.
Mm-hmm. Base Wars.
It's not really a war, though.
I wanted End Zone Wars. Goalpost Wars.
That's what we should have played. Mutant League Football.
Mm.
Fuck. That's how much we messed up.
We fucked up.
I got Mutant League Football.
We are fuck-ups.
I'm sure Mutant League Football is even worse than this.
I don't...
I've never actually played Mutant League Football. I have it.
I just don't know.
It's tough. It's tough to say that anything's...
Coming soon, Mutant League
Football. Mutant League Football.
No, as no one waits with bated breath.
One guy out there like, yeah!
I fucking made that game.
Yeah, I love Mutant League Football. Bro, that's my shit.
I made that game. I had such a mullet in the 80s. It was great.
I played Mutant League Football all day, every day.
Dude, we're going to love that game. We're going to recant this statement.
Yeah, I think I've played it, and I think it's absolutely garbage.
Sweet. I mean, so many of the games on the NES are. That's for every true. Good one, there's like 15
six,
bad ones.
Yeah. For every 6 Mega Man games, there's 36.
Zelda's how good? All right, let's make some shit.
Time to make Base Wars and Eliminator Boat Duel.
Dude, Eliminator Boat Duel, I would play.
It was pretty sweet.
I'm not even lying. I would play it all the way through again right now.
It is
my dude looked
awesome.
Like Guile from Street Fighter.
He definitely did. He had.
And
the...
when you win, you have like drool coming out of your face because your chin is like, your mouth is open so awkwardly.
Well, your guy had like a broken jaw. His mouth was half open all the time.
He couldn't.
Or he had a stroke on one side of his face.
Maybe. Maybe that's why I could never win the face off at the beginning.
Because you're all strokey.
I'm all strokey. I can't quite see on the right. You were to my right. I couldn't see you.
That's the problem. You had no idea what
was
going on.
I was looking at the bitch's knees, but you were already gone.
I was getting you off the line, man.
You were. I was doing good.
My reflexes are like a cat's. Like a cat. Like the play cats.
Just that's like what, that, huh?
Yeah. With Wolfbane.
And Wolfbane. And Feral.
And Wolfbane.
And Wolfbane. So we played one more game.
We did play another game.
It's
we
a classic.
A classic.
That's hard.
Bubble Bobble.
Bubble Bobble.
If you've never played Bubble Bobble, you are messing up.
You are a dickhead.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, this is a great co-op game. It's not rare, per se. It is a little harder to find because people like it so much. Yeah, yeah. People who have it keep it. It's probably like a $30 game.
Okay.
Loose. Maybe like $60, $70. You can probably find it on eBay or Amazon pretty easy. But it is a solid game.
Mm-hmm. 100 levels, right?
This is the beginning of Bud and Bob and Bud the Dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. They are the franchise staple of Bust a Move. Mm-hmm. The two little guys from Bust a Move. And this is their first appearance, Bubble Bobble. Where basically, they save their dinosaur girlfriends.
Mm.
Yep. From an evil thing. Guy.
There wasn't a big plot. It was just,
let's save our girlfriends, and we gotta go through 100 levels of getting guys in bubbles and turning them into food.
Would you put people in bubbles to save your girlfriend?
I think I would. I think if I could shoot bubbles out of my mouth, I'd put people in bubbles regardless of what the situation is.
I feel like that's a fair statement, I do.
Only if the pop them, I get food.
Mm. Ooh, I need watermelon. Take that, neighbor dog.
A pepper. Yeah, neighbor's dog, I need pepper. I wonder if that's like a gamey kind of pepper. Dog pepper.
Dog pepper?
Yeah.
I feel like it could be.
I don't know, probably stringy.
A little chewy, a little stringy.
I don't know. I'll ask somebody from, like, Hong Kong.
Dear Hong Kong.
Now I'll write Hong Kong a blood email.
Oh, blood email's the best.
Handwritten blood email.
Blood email.
I'll handwrite a letter in blood and then email it to somebody.
Blood letters. That's how we convey messages.
Dear Hong Kong, how does dog taste? Sincerely, Dave.
Send it to, like, the embassy or something.
That's not a bad idea. I mean, they gotta figure that shit out, right?
Yeah, man. Somebody gotta know. Emerald knows.
Oh, I'm sorry. The guys from Bubble Bobble aren't dinosaurs. They're dinomites.
What?
Yeah. There are two hungry dinomites. And they got Bubbles fight. Bubble fighting fun down tight.
What?
They've got bubble fighting fun down tight.
Damn, man. They look like tight little dinosaurs.
The best description of any game is on the back of Eliminator Boat Duel.
Would you please read the back of the box?
It's really long, so I'm only going to read certain sections.
Okay. Yeah, it's like a novel on the back.
Eliminator Boat Duel. Brother, your ship has come in. Get ready. Get psyched. Get turboed for a sea a thrill of your aquatic life as you delve into the race scene. Your dream? To dethrone the Emperor of Foul Play, the King of Sore Losers, the legendary Power Boat League World Champion, Disaster Don.
Disaster Don!
Disaster Don's coming for ya!
It's like a mastodon, but a dude.
Oh, what? This race isn't over till the fat lady sings and Don's hearing soprano.
Oh, my God. Electro Brain, that's the company, right?
Yeah.
Have they made anything else of note?
I feel like they have made other bad games, but nothing comes to mind.
Gotcha. It's a Google question for the listeners.
Yes, please Google stuff and then don't comment on our Facebook because you won't. Dicks. Dicks.
Perhaps your anger is misguided. You're a misguided youth.
Yeah.
Or perhaps you're correct.
Yeah, I think I'm right. Kat, if you could find out if Electro Brain did anything else and then comment on
it. Electro Brain.
On our Facebook.
Electro Brain.
That was fun. Ha ha ha.